And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After a nerve-wracking evening at the Hamilton Theater just west of Broadway, a murder has been discovered. Right now, the police have arrived and are talking to Larry Noble backstage. Beside him is Julia Dixon, dazed and apparently unaware of the people about her. Rupert Barlow, wealthy employer of Julia, is approaching the scene with Mary Noble at his side. And we hear...
I'm Sergeant Riley, 51st Street Precinct. Who was it who called to report a murder?
I did, Sergeant.
Name?
Rupert Barlow.
Get the name around.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's my card. Perhaps that will help.
Thanks. Well, then, where's the body?
Right here at the entrance to the wings.
Turn on some light, somebody. How can you expect me to see in a place like this? Worse than the morgue.
Well, if I knew where to turn them on, Sergeant, I...
Must be somebody who knows where the lights go on.
The switchboard is over here.
Okay, Moran. See what you can do.
Right, Sergeant. There ought to be somebody around here who knows something about it without me having a mess with it.
Now, who discovered the body?
I did.
Your name, please?
Noble, Mrs. Larry Noble.
This is your husband, then, that one?
That's right, Sergeant.
Larry Noble, you're... The fellow's playing regularly at this theater. No, what's the name of that thing again? My wife's seen it a half a dozen times. What? Moran, you turn the light off instead of on.
Well, I can't get the hang of this. Somebody got a light? I don't even have a match.
Wait a minute. I have a cigarette lighter.
Throw some more switches, you fathead. Let's get some light in here.
There she goes, Doc. Now I got it. You want more? There's lots more lights here.
Turn them all on.
How's that, Sergeant?
That's better. I'll come back here and start taking some notes. Now then, you say you found the body of Mrs. Noble. When was that?
Well, it seems like ages. But actually, I guess it was only a little more than half an hour.
Oh, it couldn't have been that long, Mary. I phoned the police right after we cut Oliver down.
You did what?
Well, his body was hanging high up in the wings, so we pulled the weights and got him down.
Don't you know better than to tamper with evidence in a murder case?
Sergeant Riley, we had to bring him down. We couldn't be sure whether he was dead unless we did.
Well, let's see the body.
It's right over here, this way.
Yeah. Dead, all right. Must have been dead some little while. Know who he is?
His name is Oliver Wilson.
Address?
All I know is that he's been living in Bermuda.
Whereabouts?
I couldn't say.
What do you know about the man, Mr. Barlow?
Only that he's been a guest in my home out on Long Island for the past 2 months.
And you don't know his address?
No. He was no friend of mine.
And how come he was staying with you? Now, where is your place on Long Island?
Oyster Bay.
You getting that, Moran?
Yes, sir.
You better get on the phone and have a lab truck run over, will you? Well, I get these names straightened out.
Where's the telephone at?
Now, how should I know? What do you think I am, a stage door journey?
Well, I didn't mean anything, Sarge. I've never been backstage before.
You'll find a telephone on the wall as you go out toward the street.
Thanks, lady. I'll see if I can find it.
All right. Let's get your story, Mrs. Noble. Tell me, how did you find this body and who was with you at the time?
I was all alone. I looked up and saw him hanging way up high in the wing.
What do you mean by high?
Way up there. See where those pulleys end?
You mean to tell me this body was hanging way up there?
Yes.
Well, how'd he get there?
It's a question of weights, Sergeant. You see, those weights are used to haul stage sets up out of the way when they change scenes.
That still doesn't explain how he got there. It couldn't have been an accident. Or suicide.
No, not very well.
There was a piece of rope tied around his neck, and then he must have been hauled up into the wings.
What a nice trick that was. Well, let's get at the rest of it. How did you happen to be here alone at the time?
It was late. There'd been a theater party, and quite a few of us were backstage after the performance. Then we started to think about getting home. My husband went to his dressing room to change and take off his makeup. Miss Vincent went to her dressing room and...
Now, wait a minute. Who is this Miss Vincent?
She's new to the play. This is her first night to appear in the feminine lead.
I thought you were the star, Mr. Noble.
Well, Miss Vincent is the leading lady.
Uh-huh. And what happened to her?
Why, she's around. At least she was a minute ago.
Yes, I'm here, Larry.
Now, who said that? Will you come up here where I can see you, miss?
Very well. I was just waiting to be asked. I've been sitting out front here until I was called. It's been a pretty strenuous evening. I hope you'll make allowances for that.
Your name? First name, that is.
Claudia.
Claudia Vincent. What do you know about this man that's been murdered, Miss Vincent?
Very little. In fact, practically nothing at all.
It's a lie.
What's that?
She was married to him. She ran off and got married, and when she found out he wasn't rich, she killed him.
Get that woman out of here. Can't you see that she's crazy?
Now, just a minute now. Let's take one thing at a time. Will you please step forward, miss, and let's get your name?
Julia Dixon.
I didn't ask you. I asked her.
She's my secretary and my housekeeper, and she's worked for me for 10 years, and she's entirely trustworthy.
I'll speak to the lady herself. When I need her, your help, I'll ask you for it. Now then, Miss Dixon, if you'll please explain what you meant by your remark a minute ago about Miss Vincent being married to the deceased.
She killed him when she found out he wasn't rich. She tricked him into marrying her.
That's a lie. I didn't have to trick him. He wouldn't take no for an answer. He kept after me. He hung around me all the time. Just ask anyone who was here backstage these last few days.
Then it's true you were married to the deceased.
Yes.
How long?
2 days.
Oh, I see. You have my sympathy, Miss Vincent. I can see this must be very hard on you.
She killed him. She hated him when she found out he wasn't rich.
Julia, will you stop interrupting?
She killed him. She didn't want him, and still she wouldn't let him alone. She's worse than a murderer. She's a cheat. A cheat! She made a laughing stock of me.
Oh, Julia, please don't. Let me help you over to this chair. Now then, sit down. I know this is dreadful for you, but you must try to control yourself.
Yes, I found her outside like that. Whew. As if she was in a daze. She hardly seemed to recognize me.
Sergeant Riley, this woman is ill. She's in no condition to be here at all.
The ME will be here in a few minutes, Mrs. Noble. He can look after her. Just let her sit there quietly. Moran.
Yes, sir?
You might stay over there closer.
Yes, sir.
Now then, just how did Miss Dixon happen to be here tonight?
She was my guest at the play.
Who else were guests?
Mr. Barlow, Mr. Bryson, and Miss Maud Marlowe.
Anybody else?
Wait a minute. I haven't got that. Bryson and Maud Marlowe.
Mrs. Noble? Anybody else?
Yes. Mr. Wilson.
The murdered man?
Yes.
Now, just how does this Mr. Oliver Wilson fit into this picture? Mr. Barlow, you say he's been visiting. I learned that he and Miss Vincent were recently married, and Miss Dixon accuses her of the murder. Can anyone explain?
I believe I can, Sergeant. Miss Dixon met Mr. Wilson several months ago while she was visiting in Bermuda. She was attracted to him, and when he voiced a wish to visit the States, she invited him to return with her.
And I take it he did.
Yes.
Now, Miss Dixon, have you anything to add to this?
I don't believe she's able to answer, Sergeant. She seems to be dazed.
You mean she's made all the trouble she could, and now she doesn't want to be questioned. Now, don't be taken in by her cheap tricks, Sergeant Riley. She's furious because she couldn't scare Rupert Barlow into marrying her by threatening to run away with all of us.
If I were you, I'd speak carefully, Claudia Vincent. You're not in a very well-protected position, you know.
Now, what's all this double talk? Speak up if anyone has any facts to give. Otherwise, keep still until I ask you something. Is that clear? Now then, just who had a motive for killing this man?
As Sergeant Riley looks from one face to another, Mary makes a mental note of people with a motive. Claudia Vincent, Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow, perhaps, and even Larry could be a suspect. At this, her heart sinks. She looks at her husband with fear and worry. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.